Deshalor was there, smiling brightly at the assembled beings. She wasn't like Dorvin, not in the slightest. But he was wise enough to realize that that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Despite his initial misgivings when she had originally been assigned to him, and his irritation at what seemed to be a hypersensitive personality combined with hopeless naivete, he'd come to value what she brought to the table. She'd learned to manage her reactions to injustices and tragedies without losing her personality, and that sweetness had given Dorvin a more appealing face in the eyes of the public. He relied on her instincts when it came to dealing with people, and she hadn't steered him wrong. And when his workload had more than quadrupled in the last few weeks, she had stepped in and quietly, almost unobtrusively, begun to manage, and manage well, things that did not need his immediate attention. Besides, Pocket cooed when Desha petted her. Other familiar faces greeted him. Former GA Chief of State and Princess Leia Organa Solo, Jedi Knight, subbing for Saba Sebatine. The always cheerful and astute Senator from Kuat, Haydnet Treen, the third member of the Triumvirate, currently governing the Galactic Alliance. Representing the active military were the steady and reliable Gavin Darklighter, commander of the Galactic Alliance Marines, General Merritt Jaxton, large, square-jawed, square-bodied Chief of Starfighter Command, Admiral Salinor Perova, acting naval commander in Admiral Boitu's continued absence, and Boitu's Bith aide-de-camp, Reinog Asokeji, who was always either here taking notes for his comatose boss or else at his bedside. Present also, for the first time in a long while, was the recently recalled Chief of Staff of the GA Army, General Staven Thal, so tall and powerfully built that one might have mistaken him for a Chev. With his physique and sheer size, buzz-cropped gray hair, tanned skin, and watery, intense blue eyes, he would have been striking even without the thick scar that ran the length of his entire throat. Some years earlier, an assassin had slashed Thal's neck, leaving him alive but unable to speak with his own voice. Now, a deep, cold droid voice issued from a device implanted in his throat when he had anything to say. It was unnerving, and Dorvin rather suspected that Thal enjoyed the reaction he got. Also in attendance were two well-known figures serving in a thus far purely advisory capacity, Tycho Selchu and Carlist Rykan. Both men had white hair, although General Rykan had several years on the other man. Both had even temperaments and were known for thinking things through before speaking, and both were unquestioningly devoted to the Galactic Alliance, as well as having good connections with the Jedi. All in all, it was a selection of decent beings. Dorvin nodded at those assembled, taking off his coat, gently so as not to disturb the sleeping Chitlik, and hanging it on the back of his chair. He nodded his thanks to Desha as she brought him a cup of calf.
"Thank you all for attending," he said. "We've got to stop meeting like this."
A ripple of amusement went around the room.
"No, we really do,"
Dorvin said, completely serious.
"The frequency of these so-called emergency meetings needs to slow dramatically."
"Well, they'd hardly be called emergency meetings if we could predict them, now would they?"
said Treen.
"If everything is an emergency, then nothing becomes an emergency. The Galactic Alliance is beyond being spread extremely thin, and I am most uncomfortable with that thought. We must prioritize, or else something that will turn out to be the most important thing of all will never be noticed."
There was unhappy murmuring.
"Well then," said Jaxton, "what do you propose we do?"
"We focus," Dorvin said, "and we get down to business right now."
He thought he saw a small smile curve Leia's lips. Whether it was approval or amusement, he didn't know. He liked and respected Jedi Solo, and valued her input and support. While Dorvin was well aware that she was present largely because of her connection with the Jedi, he was nonetheless grateful that he had someone to consult who had been in the same position in which he now found himself. Nothing against Saba Sebatine, but there had been moments when her unfamiliarity with politics and politicians had frustrated all three parties involved.